Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Landfill going deep in the bag today. Who requested this? Rooster? White Brian?
Man, Brian don't know what this is.
White Brian, you requested this? I think we know White Brian. When White Brian's had a good night, he walks in here with a haircut. That's like the Rooster's tell with the burgundy shirt.
Yeah, this was not me.
I don't know, dog. Landfill says it was. He's not prone to lying.
I don't know about all that. He over there singing. Landfill might be singing, sending that secret message to somebody.
White Brian.
What's her name, Landfill?
Whoa. Yo, what if Landfill's tell is wearing pants? He's worn pants the last two days.
Yeah.
Jeff, I think, going the opposite direction. White Brian's Auburn Tigers play tonight. That team is loaded, dude. Damn. Auburn-Bama was a different level of basketball. Breaking news out of the NFL. Salary cap going up.
Oh, and they think they're native to it. They don't have no money.
It's going to land around $280 million. It's like a working calculation that doesn't hit until the first day of the new league year, basically. Mm. It'll probably get reported prior to that. That's an increase of $22 million for the cap. And interestingly,
that's a whole few players.
Listen to this, B. The league also said, they sent out a memo, right? The large salary cap jump is due to the fact that the 2024 player cost and salary cap amount was reduced by $10 million per club due to a $9 million smoothing adjustment and an incremental $1 million being added to the performance-based pay. I think that was COVID-related. Everything got knocked down a little bit during COVID, and they stretched it out.
Mm-hmm.
Last year's cap would have been around $265, but instead they had the $10 million less. So it's going from $255 to about $280. That means the cap in the last 2 years, B, since the COVID adjustments, has jumped more than $50 million.
So the Commanders have more money than we thought.
Yeah.
So instead of 78, which it was around.
So those figures are hard to get concrete. I mean, the choices we have of over the cap or spot track, like there's no, like this isn't the government. Like they don't have to provide this
I don't seem like the government has to do it either. But
it might be true. Or the people that were doing it no longer are. But based on over the cap, and this is not with the updated salary cap numbers, they had about $68 million in effective salary cap space.
Okay, so now you add 20 plus to that?
Now that has it at a base salary cap of 272. So now that's going to be 280 roughly. So that adds
70-something?
$75 million.
Something like that.
The cap space jumps up to $82 million. It's a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money, and I still don't.
So it's a lot of money for us. They play with that.
Right. I still don't think it's going to land in, like, a straight-up spending spree.
Listen, one thing I will tell you, and this is nothing I saw, I watch. You know me, I'm a person where I'm sitting around, I'm watching and paying attention. I don't think Adam Peters is just spend just to be spending.
No.
Every time he spends, he is telling you, he's spending for a reason. Now, if it ever pops up where they feel something and they got the right people coming up, they'll go for it then. But everything they do is going to have some meaning behind it. Which a lot of times we didn't see that around this place, so you know. Just saying,
and a quieter. It seems like no fire, and this is a bad pun for the area of the world, but no fire, but certainly smoke with the Rams, like the Stafford.
Well, I hear the Stafford stuff about the trade and. But let's just be real. Okay?
He's guaranteed $4 million this season.
Okay.
Something tells me Matt Stafford doesn't want to play for $4 million guaranteed. But his cap number is $50 million.
Okay. Let's just say this. Players get bashed for wanting to get more. Learn that, the less stress you have in this league.
I don't know a lot. I know that by week one of the regular season, Stafford will not have a $50 million cap hit, and he will not only be guaranteed $4 million.
Yeah, he might be on another team, too.
Yeah, I'm not ruling that out. So, I'm just saying those two numbers won't hold. Something's going to change there.
Yeah.
I think the Rams are going to have to eat a really bad Cooper Kupp contract. It kind of evens out if you do a post-June 1 cut.
But it's played itself to a part where people know you're going to have to release him, and they're like, well, we're not giving you nothing for that.
Right.
Now, if someone decides to go and do it and bail them out, as we've seen a lot of dumb people do, but most teams are going to say, you know what, we'll wait. We'll see.
B, what do you make of – I think we all knew – Jacksonville had to get rid of Balke, right, before they could ever compete.
Because all the people that have some level of status and belief, trustworthy, they wouldn't work with him. So you're going to keep keeping him around and not getting the people you want? He had to go.
Well, what do you think of the new GM in Jacksonville?
I have enough information I don't have for me to make that decision.
Well, neither do they. They don't have one. They still haven't hired a GM, and they're a week out from the combine.
But you know
what? Less than that. I think technically the combine starts Sunday.
See, you know, man, he may got to take his mind off of bumpers and put his mind on football now. Listen, man, you can't make decisions just. You need to have a reason as to why you did things. He got rid of Balke because he knew he couldn't have gotten a head coach with him, but he didn't have anybody in mind. You got to have somebody in mind, bro.
Yeah.
Just because people make money don't mean they're smart and everything, be honest with you.
Right. They've interviewed, I think, it seems like Ian Cunningham is kind of the leader in the clubhouse for that job. He's been in the front offices of the Bears and the Eagles. I just don't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose he was going to have an interview today to perhaps finalize that thing.
Ian?
With the Cons, my man, Shad. Tony,
hey,
Khan.
Man, he should have been in New Orleans on that big-ass boat he has.
The boat was outrageous.
Yes, indeed.
I wouldn't mind getting on that boat one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we're going to do. We got to make some bets. We'll find out if the boys gave
hint,
you.
Hint.
What was the hint?
We throwing the hint out to a friend of ours that knows people that know that man.
Oh, that's a tall hint. That's a tall order. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Grant and Danny coming up next.